from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You know how everything seems like a good idea after you've had a few? That's this show.
Riding in my car, and I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink, and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just got to call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Get some Hey Man Ale in your life. I had a guy stop me yesterday, Mike, and I got to tell you guys about this funny hat that Mike got me. he's had one for a couple of weeks now, but he was like, I'm going to try it out, and then I'll see if it works, and then I'll get you one.
I don't want to get you a substandard product. You know, you see something online, you know, you're on your Twitter or your Facebook, and you see an ad on the margin. You go, well, let me take a look at this first.
Yeah, and by the way, I'm super excited about it. I'll take a pic and put it out there on social media. But as far as, you know, the reason why we say, hey, man, and listen, I know there are new people who listen to the show all the time. Guy asked me yesterday, Mike, about this, and he was like, I hear you guys talking about this, hey, man. Yes, it's our catchphrase. It's our slogan. It's how we address each other when we walk up. Hey, man. Hey, man. It's how that all got started. Then it turned into a brew. Now we have two beers that you can get anywhere around the state of Georgia, any Publix, and in most, all right, I say most package stores. But for those of you who are new to the show, Mike, I just kind of want to rehash this because people are like, well, why do you guys say that? Well, that's what it is.
Carl started the radio station in 2012. I came in 2 years into it, and Cordell Stewart was working with Carl back in the day. Terry Fox was the boss. And there was a very serious, intense atmosphere, and I came from a very laid-back atmosphere. My first day in the office, I came in, and all the producers and some of the talent, everybody's in like our green room and our prep room, and they're all like head down, working. And I'm like, wow, are we at the library? I mean, is this the graduate students working on thesis? So I did the old Eddie Murphy, like, hey, man, pretend like you won't be falling for banana in tailpipe. I'm like, hey, man.
I ain't going to be falling for banana in
pretty
tailpipe.
Pretty serious environment over here. Hey, man, let's have some fun. And that's how we just started riffing on it. And that's how we got to Hey, Man. And it just has grown. And we got the beer. We have two flavors, by the way, the OG and the watermelon lime. But that's how it got started.
Yeah, man. So I want to rehash that. I don't assume that people who are rolling through the ATL know that. And if you are wondering how many other shows across the country have their own beer, none.
That's a big 10-4.
404-726-0929. I just did that for emphasis. 404-726-0929. Yeah, Mike got me this hat. It says Captain Cocktail on it, okay? So we were in here clowning around one day in the break, and literally Bell's like, I think I'm going to buy this. Because that's what he does all the time. I think I'm going to buy this.
Yeah,
and I said, what
I
is it?
I make impulse purchases.
Yeah, I was like, well, what is it? He was like, you got to see this hat. I was like, oh, I thought it was a Falcon hat. Or maybe a Florida State hat or some other hat. Maybe an F1 hat. What's the hat? The hat says Captain Cocktail.
And it's not C-A-P-T dot Orin. It's Captain Cocktail. And it's black with gold trim. And it has the scrambled eggs on the brim. You know, as if like you're a military officer. Like you are the captain. So I just thought. Now, again, granted, you don't want to be on, you know, Lake Lanier or Lake or whatever lake you're on when the Marine Patrol comes up and you're behind the wheel, perhaps wearing that hat. But hey, officer, what seems to be the problem? Captain Cocktail here. But no, it's like the ultimate boating hat. So I thought that'd be perfect for you when you're out there on the boat.
I love it, man. And like I said, if you haven't seen his, I'll take a picture of it. But he brought it in today. He was like, I got you one. All right. Last night, for those of you who are traditionalists, it was great. If you are like most of us now, because we have been converted, okay? If you grew up with great pitching and watching great pitching in baseball, which most of us did, okay, you appreciate what happened last night. And many of you stayed up to watch it. Chris Sale was absolutely incredible. And, Mike, this is exactly what we needed. I'm not going to allow them to score. Uh-huh. And guess what? I hope we score a run because it's going to be enough tonight. He was that dynamic last night in a 12-strikeout performance in 7 innings. His ERA is now down to 2.61. Blake Snell, guys, he's won Cy Young's. Blake Snell, 10 days ago, threw a no-hitter. This guy's the real deal. And he was like, oh, you're dealing like that tonight? Okay, so am I. And all of a sudden, Mike, you go through one inning, two inning, three innings, four innings. By the end of the time that these guys left the game, guys, 33 strikeouts. It's the most ever in that ballpark by two pitchers. It was fun to watch.
Now, I grew up in an era where that was cool because I pitched, you know, I never did anything beyond high school, but I was a pitcher, so I always loved a pitching duel. And when I was a kid, got to see some of the greats. Steve Carlton seemed to play every time the Phillies came. I've already mentioned a million times Tom Seaver later on, Doc Gooden. I love this stuff. And obviously, our taste as a sports fan of baseball has changed. Now we want dynamic scoring. That's why we've gone to the DH, and I can't complain about it because everyone loves more scoring and more action. But last night, man, I fell asleep. I watched the last three innings this morning. That was the ultimate, Carl, in old school. Chris Sale going 7, Blake Snell going 6 1/3. You talked about the 23 strikeouts between the two of them. Just unbelievable stuff.
Yeah, 33 total, I believe, between those two. Long story short, here's the deal. We won. We're a game ahead of the Mets in the wild card. So this is what it's going to be. We're going to be a half game back. We'll be a game ahead. We'll be two games back between now and the end of the season. Nobody's going to run away with this thing because if we were, we would have already done it. We had that opportunity, and we keep allowing teams to get going, including the Padres, who are hot right now. There are some other teams that are catching some steam. But here's the thing, all right, for everybody that wants to believe, and I know many of you do, it's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What are you certain of? What are you certain of when it comes to the Braves? Now, I'm going to tell you two things I'm certain of. One is Ozuna because he's done it all year. Two is Chris Sale because he is in the Cy Young Award hunt. What else are you certain of? And the reason why I asked this question, Mike, is because last night gives you, again, hope that maybe we can get it together. But I'm not certain of anything else.
Well, I mean, look, it's so crazy. And Brandon Gaudin had a great call last night at the end of the game on Bally Sports where he said, you know, from the worst defeat arguably of the season to this unbelievable effort and a 1-0 old school game. Look, if you watch Glavin, Smoltz, and Maddox, Braves fans, you get to see this in your childhood or younger as a Braves fan. But it's just something you rarely see it these days. And I don't know if this is something we should expect. I mean, you ground out a win to set the tone in a very tough – but your team that's surging. Giants are surging in a very tough place to play at times, so that's huge. But here's the thing. It's only as good as the next guy we're playing, and let's build off it, right? Can Charlie Morton do better last game? Charlie Morton didn't get through the third inning. So it's really about, Carl, every time we start to feel okay, we turn a corner. there's a body blow. There's a punch in the stomach. So I'm not making any pronouncements. I'm just rolling with the punches. Hopefully we can grind and get hot. When Money Harris, got to wait, what, two more days for Money Harris for the full 60-day DL. He's been killing it down in Gwinnett. Maybe that'll be the help. Maybe that'll be one of those sparks for
it. He has, and that is good news, by the way. I just said, you know, we were asking him to bring a lot to the table right. when he wasn't doing a whole lot when he was in the lineup prior to the injury. If he's playing better, Mike, and feels great, so be it. Money Harris, let's go. The other guy that I'm certain of, by the way, is Iglesias. I left him out. He's had a really good year. Two perfect innings last night for the Dub. He's been another guy. But I'm not certain of Riley. I'm not certain of Soler, Mike. I know he's hit a few home runs since he's been here, but I'm not certain of that. I'm not certain of Olsen. You know what you were certain of everything? What you were certain of last year? Everything. And that's our issue right now. As good as this feels, and like, man, I stayed up just like you and went, that was fun. I'm glad we somehow found a way to get the win. It was a sack fly by Darno, by the way, to bring Arcia home, and we get the Dub in 10 innings. But that is my concern when we talk about this team. As much as I go, yeah, this is great, it is, and sales great, I'm certain that when he goes out there, we got a real chance to win. Who else do you feel that way about? Freed's been up and down, hurt, and I was saying earlier we should have paid him. Now I'm looking back, Mike, and hey, guess what? The season's played out. He's been more injured this season as things have gone along. Ronaldo Lopez, good. Now he's injured. I mean, what are you certain of? And that is the issue that I think Braves fans are dealing with right now is we went from being certain about almost every aspect of our team last year to almost nothing this season.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of certain that Austin Riley would have 30 home runs this year. I was certain that you know Matt Olson would do that. You know, Matt, for right now, Austin Riley's got 18. Be lucky to get to 25, you know, based on where he's at. He is batting .289 for the month. So Austin Riley has certainly improved. He batted .280, so he's been consistent. So I will say I can count on Austin Riley, although the power numbers with a an asterisk or a caveat, power numbers aren't where we expect them to be.
Sean Murphy, certain?
Certain he's a useless piece of...
You're not certain about that.
No, Sean Murphy's useless. We lost the Contreras trade. He needs to excel. I mean, he really, Carl, he needs to like hit at like a 400 clip, a 900 OPS to validate what has been. And again, as Grant pointed out to us the other day, he's been banged up. He's been injured. He's got, he's averaged, 225. He's batting .273 right now for August. That's not bad. Can he improve on that?
I know you're certain about Duvall, right? He's hitting .178.
Well, but the third act of Duvall, since the fourth act, I've lost track.
Bum.
Not good. Not good this time.
And that's where I'm at, guys. 404-726-0929. Hit us up. Mike Bell, ATL. That's social media on Twitter. I don't call it X. Put them up. See Dukes. And, of course, follow the radio station at Dukes and Bell 929 and at 929 The Game. Coming up, we got a lot more to get to. You're going to hear from Kyle Pitts, who was on with the morning shift. That's coming up in about 20 minutes. When we get back, though, we'll talk about some headlines, including a guy we were just talking about yesterday, and now he needs surgery, which means he will not be around to start the season for a particular team in the NFL. Find out who it is coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So, J.J. McCarthy, Vikings quarterback, is expected to undergo knee surgery. That's going to determine how much time he will be sidelined for. So, I've been saying all along I thought Sam Darnold was going to start and they'd bring J.J. McCarthy along, but now this may change things completely as far as the timetable, Mike, and you know, again, you don't know at what point in the season teams want to hand the franchise over, right? Mm. Sometimes it's four games. Sometimes it's eight. I mean, sometimes you're out of the playoff hunt, Mike, and you go, we don't have anything to lose. So I don't know what the deal is with the Vikings, but everybody thought that J.J. would see time. And then you saw the touchdowns over the weekend.
Yeah, who knew that he jammed up his knee at some point doing that? Because, boy, I mean, I know it's preseason. You got to figure who's he throwing against. Are those guys even going to be on the squad for the team he's playing? But he looked pretty darn good. So now, Sam, I mean, but imagine you're a Vikings fan. You saw that. You're all excited. Now you're like, and now it's Sam Darnold. Womp, womp.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and womps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
So now you went from a guy you're all jazzed over, national champion, and Sam Darnold will be your QB for maybe 10 weeks or however long it's going to be.
Yeah, so that news just coming in. Obviously, we got plenty of preseason football for you this weekend. On Saturday, a reminder, Falcons at Baltimore. Pregame's at 10 a.m., kicks at noon. It's a noon kick, guys. And then we got Corky Kell action as well. McEachran, North Gwinnett. Cedar Grove, Douglas County. There's a lot going on as we get into Corky Kell coming up. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And by the way, Wednesday, Thursday, right? Is that right, Turtle? Corky Kell? Because I think Turtle's doing the crossover show after we get done. Kell versus North Atlanta, and then West Forsyth taking on Prince Ab Christian, I believe it is, on Thursday. So lots of action, lots of football, and we are your home for all of that stuff, guys. So make sure you are here, not just for high school, for college, as well as your home for the NFL. All right, as we were talking about the Braves, a lot of guys hitting us up. I get it. And a guy hit me up. He said, those are the only guys you're confident in? It's not that I'm not confident. I said, what do you know or what are you certain of? And the thing is, last year, and this is what we continue to compare things to, and this is why last year was so special. If I asked you that question, there were no doubts up and down the lineup about who you were certain about. There are too many doubts. Mike is going up and down the line. We're searching for what we're certain about. Last night, you needed a historical pitching performance to get a dub after your worst loss of the season. Guys, we're not going to get that every night out. The reason why we were so damn good is our offense was consistent, and it's just not that.
No, guys, you know the numbers. We talked about it. We're five or four games now since the win yesterday, under 500 since May 1st. We got up to an amazing rocket start, and then, Acuna got hurt and the wheels fell off. I mean, we had to go to commercial break, so had some time for reflection. Austin Riley's a guy that I bank on. The only other one that, like, right now, if you give me, like, 100% confidence, is Raisel Iglesias. You know, I took me a while to get over my obsession with you must throw 100 miles an hour to be a closer in the show these days, but you can do it with a good breaking ball, and he does that. You know, he mixes up his pitches. And Iglesias is seventh, by the way, in the show right now and saves with 24.
Yeah, no,
and he does, and he rarely blows. I mean, everyone's going to miss one here or there, but he's been good.
Two solid innings to get the dub last night.
Four strikeouts.
Yes, he was the guy. Those are my three guys. Outside of that, I'm going to question everything that you say about anybody up and down this lineup. More on the Braves coming up as they continue this series. Big O's behind the glass. He is our engineer, of course. I just seen your picture with this hat on now. Really?
Sorry, I mean, I was at the pool. I took the picture. Becky was playing golf on Saturday. I got home early. I also got a picture of Ike. He just updated his Tinder for Dogs photo. That's up to you and Mike. Bell ATL.
I just saw this picture pop up. All right, Turtle is here. He is our executive producer. We are glad that you are here and listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Let's Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Well, speaking of that pitching performance, this was Chris Sale, his 10th strikeout, guys. He leaves after 12 Ks last night and 7 innings pitched.
Two down and a 1-2 pitch. He got him.
We all knew yesterday.
Yeah, you know what? And when you saw Chris Sale continue to strike guys out, I'm not amazed at this point in the season. It's almost like I've become to expect that every time he's out there, Mike, he's going to give us a real shot.
Right.
And he's been in this game a long time. He knows this is exactly what the doctor ordered for us. We would have loved to have scored more runs, but one is all you need. So we get the one and we get the dub, but it was really about Sale last night. Here's how it ended, by the way, with the Travis d'Arnaud sac fly.
Rodgers checks and deals. d'Arnaud out to right field. Yastrzemski caught it, but the Braves are going to be on the board. Somebody is on the board. It took us till the 10th inning, but it's 1-0 Atlanta.
Yeah, man, Sale's an intense guy, and I didn't mean to bag on him on Thursday's show, but, you know, in that game where you were really hemorrhaging against Milwaukee, you needed him to really go deep in the game. Unfortunately, he only gave you 4 2/3, but he did give you 10 strikeouts. That's 22 strikeouts the last two games for Chris Sale, who still, as you mentioned, in the mix for that Cy Young. But last night, just what the doctor ordered, knowing that runs were going to be at a premium with Blake Snell on the bump for the Giants.
All right, you mentioned Morton when we started the show. What do we get to? We get this from Morton tonight?
Well, Morton was good. The start before last start, not good for Morton. I mean, at his age, I think it's a 50-50 shot on what you're going to get, and that's kind of what he's been.
I agree.
They are 2-4. The Braves are 2-4 as a team his last six starts.
You guys want to hear something crazy about Snell, who's excellent? He's never beaten the Braves. Last night, think about it. If I told you going into the game, he's going to have 11 strikeouts coming off of a no-hit bid a week or so ago. And then he loses again, Mike. Winless versus the Braves in his career. It's the craziest number when you talk about baseball, but that's how it is. Meanwhile, Kyle Pitts, guys, and you'll hear his interview coming up here with the morning shift in less than 10 minutes, talking about applying what Kirk Cousins is telling him every day.
Just competitive excellence. He's been, like I said, he's been running a lot of balls, so he's seen, you know, great tight ends, great receivers, so it's just for me to, you know, listen to what he's saying and apply it.
Is he going to apply all this stuff, Mike? I mean, it's a lot. I mean, I think Kirk Cousins is giving everybody what he feels right. Like they need, right? Receivers, right. Backs. If he soaks this up and applies it, how much better is he going to be? How much does it help him? Because, let's be honest, he hadn't had this since Matt Ryan.
Well, that's just it. You know, and like nobody wants to speak ill of Desmond Ridder. But, yeah, it's just another level. The guy comes in with a total grasp of the playbook, you know, and they didn't change the language of it so everybody could kind of work off of what they were doing last year, which I thought was smart, right?
Yes.
And then, you know, the health, you know, Pitts being healthy. And it extends to Drake London. You know, you've seen it. You've already seen the chemistry. There was something there. I didn't understand the Darnell Mooney fascination with Cousins. Remember when he came here? But he likes him. And you see it in practice, too, don't you?
You do. And again, I just hope that connection translates into games and big plays that we've been seeing. I will say this. He's not afraid to throw it to him. Like, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, he's putting it out there and letting people know, hey, I'm going to be throwing to this guy. Hey, Jerry Gray is in charge of the secondary. He's also the assistant head coach on this team. He spoke yesterday, and we talked about Kevin King while we were up there at Hooters. We're back there tomorrow, by the way, and, of course, on Thursday as we're back at camp. So Hooters Mall of Georgia, come visit us. Hooters. Come see us. Mm. We'd love to get a chance to see you guys out there. Jerry Gray was talking about Kevin King. He had a forced fumble. He had a pick in the first preseason game. But, Mike, his health has been the reason why he's not been able to sustain his play in the National Football League, even when he's been good.
Well, to me, I think he can. It's going to take some time. You know, number one, it takes trust from coaches that he's been out for 2 years. You know, so do we trust him enough to get out on the football field? Okay, Miami, yep, we've seen that. Now can you put it together again against Baltimore? Can you do it against Jacksonville? And then all of a sudden, you know what, then you let the chips fall where they may. And I think if he's on this team, you'll see a guy that can make some plays. You know, Kevin, he has great ball skills. He knows what he can do. And then, like I said, I like him because I know what he can do. So now you just got to prove to everybody else.
The guy in 22 elects to skip the 22 seasons. We want to get right. And we've seen things like this happen because, you know, it's a finite amount of time you have in the league. That's why guys, what's the average career now? 3 years? Three months?
3.5.
King suffers a torn Achilles in the spring of 23. So that's another year. So that's why, you know, I'm not, as we said yesterday in the show, not trying to be mean-spirited. We hope everybody can have a chance to come back in the league, right? But the odds are so stacked against you to have that success. But they like him. And maybe that's why there's been no action as far as improving our cornerback room. They see something in this guy. He was, at the end of the day, Carl, a second-round draft pick that was really good before he got hurt.
Yeah, and again, this is when we say, do they like the guys in-house, when Mike and I have been saying it all offseason. Mm-hmm. We don't know. You don't know until they don't do anything, and they run these guys out there, and you go, obviously, they feel comfortable with what they have. But I think he can be a piece that maybe we can rely on, Mike. I don't know if he's a difference maker. And that is that is what we're looking for, right? Ultimately, you would love to have two corners and two safeties, and very few teams have this, right? You're lucky to have a safety and a corner that you can count on that way.
Right.
But you want two difference makers. You want two guys. You go, the team has two great receivers, no problem. We got two guys we can throw at them.
The you know, the corners, and we gave you the whole list throughout the season. We've been talking a lot about other names, guys that are out there. And, you know, they're better than what we've got. But, you know, there's also, look, the money thing, we went round and round with the listeners about Hassan Reddick. I just don't know what kind of big move. Simmons might be the guy. Like, people are waiting. This guy just hit us up right now on the text line. What's the news on Simmons? Nothing yet to be as far added as a safety to replace DeMarco Helms, or at least compete with Richie Grant for that second job. Don't have all the money in the world. Not sure this organization wants to start moving money around on contracts, guys. So, in the meantime, they're going to go with what they got. Now, if some, heaven forbid, another injury to the cornerback room, something like that,
then you're stumped.
Then you're going to have to go spend. Then you will have to then move some money. But let's maybe we get lucky with these retreats. Okay, second chance guys. I call them retreats. But that's why we got on this subject in the first place. We got dudes hadn't played. We got two guys hadn't played football in 2 years.
Yeah, and so you are really hoping for the best. Right?
Right.
And that's really where we're at. And how this front office is at least in this situation, going about handling this is, to Mike's point, we're going to go get guys who have played, who do have experience, that are not super expensive, and we're hoping for the best. That right. is kind of what they've done. This has not been a situation where they've gone and attempted to get the best players at that position. And again, you can't be great at every position. We understand that. Right. But there are just a lot of people outside of Atlanta who say, okay, if that's your weakness – right. Then why don't you address it?
But the thing is, you know, we've talked a lot about Mike Hughes. Mike Hughes has been here. He did play, you know, in 15 games for the Falcons last year.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just a guy's got three interceptions in his career. That's what we're talking about. That's why we got on this whole subject about shouldn't we upgrade that defensive back room.
All right, one other thing. NFL Blitz is at 3, but we'll get more into this. The Cowboys have been evaluated at $10 billion. Yes, that is the top NFL franchise, 10.3 in these new evaluations. So, you know, Sportico, I believe it is, puts out these evaluations, and they talked about it today. The Cowboys are one. The Rams, Mike, Forbes valued the Cowboys at $9 billion in September. The Rams, $7.7 billion. Remember, new stadium out there.
They own the real estate. That place is epic. I know Georgia fans are out there for the championship over TCU. The Cowboys, don't forget all the things that Jerry owns. The star, right?
That's right.
The real estate around their practice facility, not to mention the biggest NFL stadium in the world.
Giants, Patriots, and San Francisco, all at about 7.6, 7.3, 6.8. Jets, who haven't been in the playoffs in how many years?
Right.
13. Valued at $6.8 billion. That has nothing to do with it. Arthur Blank's going to make a lot of money if and when he ever sells this team because we know what he bought it for. But this, my point is, Mike, all of these teams, their evaluations continue to go up even if the teams have not been good for a very long time because that's the league.
It's the ultimate billionaires boys club, you know, and that's why, you know, Tepper got in there with Carolina.
That's right.
He wants to get the, again, if he gets a new stadium, which he doesn't, so now they got to retrofit everything. I'm not sure. See, that's, guy, you get all these guys, what's the commonality in all those? Almost all those stadiums are relatively new. MetLife's been around for a while, but the Jets and Giants share it.
All right, coming up, you're going to hear from Kyle Pitts. I expect big things from him this season. Hear what he said to the morning shift coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell. Hope you're having a great day. We certainly are, guys. Coming up, NFL Blitz is on the way. Can Bo Nix actually work in Denver? We'll dive into that. Also, some other news and notes going on around the National Football League. Coming up next hour, you'll hear from Clark Phillips. He is in competition for that other corner spot, Mike. And you were just talking about Hughes and King and all these guys. We'll hear what Clark Phillips has to say. But before we get to that, Kyle Pitts. By the way, since camp has started, just curious. Anything change for you with Pitts and what
no,
you've seen?
No, I mean, I was wondering, I was asking the question, is it worth trying to use him as a traditional tight end as far as in blocking stuff? But Zach Robinson is doing just that, and he's commented a number of times, as has Kyle, that he's improving with his blocking. You and I were kind of the opinion we used to discuss, argue, with Arthur Smith about Kyle Pitts. I said, look, if he's not 100%, don't ask him to block. Maybe that was, you know, I don't know, silly on my part. Either way, Pitts looks a lot better than he did at any point last year. So I think he can do everything and create those mismatches. So he would be that unicorn. I just thought, you drafted him to be Tony Gonzalez. You didn't draft him to sit there and be picking off guys in the trenches.
No, I agree. He should be catching balls and moving the chains. Right. Move the chains! Mm. And he should be catching touchdowns. Here is Kyle Pitts, who stopped by and visited with our morning shift. And the guys asked him first and foremost, you know, what's his motivation? Has it changed going into this season now that he's got a child at home?
Yeah, it's definitely fun. I have a newfound motivation that's always just, you know, attached to me, you know, for the rest of my life. So it's a pretty good thing to have in the back of my mind and just a way to, you know, keep him in my mind and at the forefront. And, you know, that's my reason.
I saw your video when you found out you were having a boy, man. It's awesome stuff. My first one was a boy. My second one was a girl. How's it been so far being a boy dad? And I know he's still a small one, but you got a football in his hands yet or not?
No, not yet. I'll let him pick up whatever he wants to. But he's fun. He's running around now. He's talking and hitting on things, so it's pretty fun.
All right, Kyle, you kind of got back to a regular offseason last year. You're kind of rehabbing. What were you able to work on in your craft this offseason when you could actually really focus on the football side of things?
Just getting in and out of my routes like I used to be, like I used to be able to do, and just being just as most explosive as I can, getting stronger, faster, and, you know, mentally stronger as well.
Now, when this new coaching staff guy here, Zach Robinson, he's bringing a new scheme, was that did they sit you down and talk to you about your role in this offense going forward? Because it obviously looks like it might change a little bit.
I mean, yeah, they definitely sat me down, and, you know, we had the conversation with, you know, Coach Koger, Z-Rob, and Raheem as well, and just telling me, you know, what they need from me and what I can bring to the team. And, you know, I'm just trying to implement that every day.
Now, when you heard the news that Kirk Cousins was coming to town, what was your first thought? How happy was that for you?
It was amazing. He's a veteran, and I love playing with veterans. And, you know, from Matt, he was my rookie year. He showed me a lot, and I seen, you know, what he brings to the table and, you know, how he can help you be a better player.
All right, man, so you talk about getting in and out of your routes. I mean, look, there's still some 21 personnel being thrown around out there, hand in the dirt a little bit. I've seen you going up against a lot of these veteran outside linebackers. Talk to me about that group, man, and just how good they've been. A lot of people talking about James Smith-Williams and, you know, Lorenzo Carter. You've been squaring up with them, man. How's that group been?
I mean, they're great guys, great competitors. It's always great going against them. They get me better each day, and I hope I do the same thing likewise and, you know, just helping me get back right.
Now, I think a lot of people, Kyle, point towards this season. I think a big category for me, at least, watching the team, the yak numbers, right? Being able to catch the ball in stride, get up the field. Obviously, a huge thing for you coming out of Florida. It's a big reason why you're in Atlanta. Talk to me about how nice it's going to be the first time you catch that ball in stride and show off that 4.4 speed and break off about a 70 or 80 yarder, because we're going to love it, man.
Definitely. It's going to be amazing just putting in the reps now in camp, getting my body, you know, used to that, and so that, you know, when we come September 8th, they'll be ready.
Like, you talked about working with a veteran, like when you had Matt here and now you got Kirk again. You know, there's been a lot made of y'all's relationship. Seems like he's talked about kind of pushing you a little bit. How is that important? Has that been for you as training camp's been going underway?
I mean, it's very good. You know, he's seen a lot of ball. He's seen a lot of great players, great tight ends, receivers as well. So, you know, if he sees something and sees the potential, it's just up to me to be there, you know, when the ball's ready so that, you know, I can excel in this offense.
We get a little bit away from football. Your golf game. I've heard guys have played with you in the Cherries. I heard you're an avid golfer. How's the golf game looking this fall? Did you miss any golf because of the new kid?
A little bit, but, you know, definitely haven't played in a long time. But when I was shooting pretty low towards the end of the summer.
Did your the injury that you had to overcome with the ACL, did that affect your golf game a lot?
Would it be in my right leg? Not as much as you thought it would have been if it was my left. But so it didn't really affect it that much.
All right, and real quick, I got back to football. I've been asking everyone, and we've had some real animated answers. I think Drake's was still probably the best about the Guardian cap, because you can wear it in a game. Would you ever wear the Guardian cap in a game?
No. Firm no.
I think you're the third person who's giving us a one-word answer to that. All right, finishing up with Kyle Pitts right here. Last thing, Kyle. We've been asking everybody, other than clothes, man, packing for training camp. We've gotten Jake Matthews said foam roller. Drake London said box fan. I think Arnold Abakady was a PS5. What do you got to throw in the bag when you're coming? Look, you got to stay at training camp for, you know, 3 weeks. You're staying away from family. What do you got to put in the bag other than clothes?
I wouldn't say in the bag, but in the room I have my hyperbaric, so that's a pretty key component in my recovery. So sleeping in that for a couple hours a night and then hopping out and just, you know, staying hydrated.
All right, man, that's Kyle Pitts, tight end one, baby.
Yes, he is.
I'm beginning to wonder, when we do these Vegas trips, should we bring a hyperbaric chamber for recovery?
It's the only way to survive now. I mean, if I knew about this years ago, of course, right. I couldn't afford it. But, Mike, you know, we used to do, you get the IVs out there.
Right.
But this whole chamber thing, like, you come in from a late night, let's just say we slide in, I don't know, 5 a.m. Right. We're back up at 9, and we're ready to rock for the next day.
I'm looking for cheap. There's no such thing as cheap portable hyperbaric chamber. Everything I've seen, one goes for $67.29, so that's $6,800 plus shipping. There's another one that goes for $9,800.
Yep.
30-day returns on this one, and I'm not sure Kyle Pitts would fit in this one. I could probably fit in this one. Okay, yeah. Basically, the cheapest one is around $7,000.
Can we go to Facebook Market and get one used? Is that possible?
Do you really want to get a used one?
Can I get a used hyperbaric chamber?
Remember, were you with me in Vegas the time that Bob did the hyperbaric chamber, and then he did the IV?
Yeah.
And Bob was like, literally, so what are we going to do next? We're going to play some craps.
That IV thing works, man. I've heard.
But you want it. It was like the time you did that super monster energy drink.
The big one.
Chris, no joke. My buddy Maximum Bob was a pretty laid back guy. He was literally like, I think we can have dinner. We go to dinner over there. We go to Carnivino. We can play craps by 11 o'clock. And then we can still see the show. I mean, he was like, whoa. You are overoxidized, man.
That's right.
Your oxygenation rate is at 110% right now.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, listen, LeBron has one. He's not the only one. There's a bunch of NBA guys that have them now, and they swear by them. We just had AJ Styles in studio. He's talking about the cold tub. I mean, all these things that bring you back to life, Mike, or at least get you that oxygen you need. So Kyle Pitts, man, he sounds good. You know what else he sounds? Sounds like he is stable.
Right. He's in a good place.
In a good place.
I know that it was by the way, I just found one on eBay for $4,300.
Okay, see? There we go. This is what I'm talking about. The price keeps coming
down. I found one on Facebook Marketplace for $4,200 in Marietta.
Oh, wow.
Will they deliver?
Free shipping.
Yeah, free shipping.
Free shipping.
Okay. All right.
Does it look legit?
It's 27 inches. It's a Newtown hyperbaric chamber.
I mean, that's the width.
And perfect for one person?
Yeah. Well, only fit one person in there.
Well, two with ecstasy. That's the old joke. How many does that hot tub fix? Well, that hot tub fits four people comfortably and six at ecstasy.
That's right.
An old joke. Anyway, back to the show. As long as Pitts is making plays, we said this earlier. You got to quantify the yardage, 800, 900,
1,000. Wait a minute.
I need touchdowns.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Are you going to buy this now?
No, I can't validate this purchase.
I can't validate any purchase that you get. Are you buying this now?
Let me get back from Europe and see if I have any money left, okay? If we could get back from Ireland and Italy.
Because I know you. I know how this works.
How does that conversation go with
you
Becky?
You start looking. I'll get a text. Dude, right. I just did it. What did you do?
I
pulled the trigger and bought a hyperbaric chamber. Right. How much did you pay? Well, I might have overpaid, but I really wanted it.
I'm looking right now. Oren's right. The cheapest one on eBay locally is about $4,300. There's one in North Carolina, free shipping for
$6,000. Is there a conversation with the wife that happens before the hyperbaric chamber?
No.
But with the new HVAC, I got to give her credit. When we had the HVAC system crap out, and I was at work, at camp or whatever, and she goes, I paid for it. I'm like, excuse me? She goes, yeah, they ran my credit. I'm like, I love you.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, now I really have even less wiggle room with these kind of impulse buys. She took that responsibility.
Sure.
You know.
That's a big one, too.
Right.
That's a big one. All
you
right,
just
man.
Say it's for her, too. She
I mean, 0% interest for 5 years.
Of course.
I mean, it's a smart deal.
It is a smart deal.
But no, I can't validate that.
Oh, whatever. 404-726.
So why don't you're the one that's nationally syndicated. You should buy one.
Wait a minute. Well, I just know how you work. You start looking at these things, the next thing I'll be like, you like this one? What do you think about this one?
Yeah.
And I'll be over there, and I will help you select it, and then all of a sudden, you will be the one in trouble. No, listen.
This one looks like the thing that just compressed at the Titanic. That looks. I don't know if that looks shaky to me. The construction doesn't look right.
I would do one. I would love to have one.
Guys who make coin, whether they're athletes or performers, all have these things. And they have them for a reason. There's obviously seeing results.
Yeah. The bounce back is real. 404-726-0929. We're talking about Pitts, and he was talking about, you know, this is how he has operated now, and it's helped him. The interesting thing is, Mikey, you know, I think it was Bo was asking him about his golf game. And I don't think people realize he played that much or that he's that good. So that's obviously one of his hobbies in spare time, and he enjoys it. But he said, you know, with the little one, things have been a little tight as far as playing as much. But he still says I was a pretty low handicap. So that's interesting. That's something we didn't necessarily know about Kyle Pitts. Remember, we drafted him. He was damn near 19 when we got him, right? 20 years old.
Just barely turned
20. And, Mike, he came in, and he really doesn't talk a lot. Right. And it's not because he's not doesn't have a personality. just trying to get his footing, man. Just trying to figure it out. And that's right. Why I'm so high on him being the key to this offense, because he can be such a difference maker. When you see him physically, literally every time I'm out there, I'm like, nobody should be able to defend this dude.
You see it in the red zone. You've already seen the chemistry with Kirk Cousins. And I know we've had guys even on the text line today go, well, you guys are always killing Pitts. Well, yeah, because when you're drafted fourth, it's not his fault. He didn't say, I'm ready to be drafted fourth, but I think as an athlete, and he takes pride in his work. He knows he hasn't been 100%. But anytime you do hear him speak, as you said, doesn't do a lot of stuff, he's a totally likable guy. He's a down-to-earth guy. There's no ego with this guy. And now hopefully we're going to see the results. But, I mean, to me, I've always felt this was a guy who's got to be 8 to 10 touchdowns, because that's the only way you can ever validate that fourth pick. Fair or unfair to the listeners, you're a fourth overall pick, top five for a team that had it when he was drafted. Carl, too many needs to even list on this show. Basically, we needed everything.
Everything.
And you've got to be a rock star. And hopefully this is the year he does with Kirk Cousins.
You're right. And that's why a lot of people are high on us, just because of the investment on the offensive weapons. All right, we got plenty more to dive into here on the show coming up. You will hear from Clark Phillips as well, as Stakey had a chance to visit with him. Mike, would you sign a guy, if you were running a team,
mm-hmm.
that had been out of the league since 2018?
I know where you're going with this one.
A team did this. And we're going to tell you what team did this. Not only that, but also we'll get you caught up on what's going on in Denver. A lot of people thinking Bo Nix can actually not only start for Denver to start the season, but he might have a big year. We'll get into all of that and more coming up in our NFL Blitz.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.